It's a Wordsworth Wednesday on Lakeland Radio with Dove Cottage and the Wordsworth Museum.
Hello, my name's Catherine Kay. I am the Education Officer at Dove Cottage and the Wordsworth Museum in Grasmere. Food. It's interesting to think what Wordsworth might have been eating, perhaps. You might be sitting listening to this in a cafe eating a big piece of cake. The Wordsworth diet tended to be a little bit more simple. Porridge was their staple, we know from Wordsworth's Sister Dorothy's journal, the manuscript of which we do have, so you can have a look so that you know I'm telling the truth. So porridge was their staple, or what Dorothy calls hasty pudding, which was oats and water rather than oats and milk. Didn't suit all their visitors. The writer Sir Walter Scott, when he visited, objected that he did get three hot meals a day at Dove Cottage, but two of them were porridge. And apparently he used to occasionally escape the house early in the morning, go down to the Swan Inn just up the road, get himself a full English breakfast, and then let himself sneakily back into the house. Dorothy does occasionally branch out. She does bake pies. Her speciality was giblet pie, if that's the right word. She once writes about baking a bad giblet pie. I'm not sure I'm terribly happy with the idea of a good giblet pie, but definitely don't want to taste a bad one. If you want to find out more about the Wordsworths and their lives in Dove Cottage, please visit us. We are open every day between 9:30 and 5:30, with the last guided tour at 5 o'clock, or you can look at our website at www.wordsworth.org.uk.